Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Reading from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6. Dear Heavenly Father, praise be your holy name. Forgive me for my sins. Father, help me to place my trust in you. Help me to put my hope in you. I depend on you. I depend on you for my Christian walk. I hope in you, Lord, for my salvation. I trust in you to keep me on the straight and narrow path. In Jesus' name, amen.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Reading Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. He who fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for his children it will be a refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, turning a man from the snares of death. Reading from Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26-27. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Reading from Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. Dear Father God, glory belongs to you. The highest honor belongs to you. I will praise your holy name all of my days. Dear Father, please forgive me for my trespasses. I want to thank you today, Lord, for placing a healthy fear of you in my heart, for granting me a mind and heart that trusts you, for granting me a consciousness that reveres your holy word over the whims and the ideas of man, for granting me the confidence that my well-being and safety is secured by you. Help me, Lord, to continue my Christian walk in fear of you. Guide my mind to always reverence you, to trust in your holy word before anything that godless men proclaim. I petition you for these things, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.